Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Hate to Break It to You, and I'm going to get right into it. I have to say this from the start, that I do not support Jewish hate, and I do not support any anti-Semitic speech or thoughts or beliefs. I also do not support black hate or black anti-black speech. Now, I don't really support hate speech for anyone in general, but these are the two groups I'm going to be addressing today. And we're in the world now where if something is questioned, you get called a hater. So it's a very touchy topic. My job is to talk about it because the world is very twisted at the moment. And I really mean that when I say that. Like, no gay hate, no trans hate. We can talk about all, but right now I'm talking about Jewish people and black people. And that's our world. And then, you know, a lot of stuff's going on right now. Nazis are on the rise. I don't support any of that. Do not. But I saw something that really fucked me up, and it's not being talked about, and it's insane that it's not. And it's insanely hypocritical and crazy. So let me get it to you. So the whole Kyrie thing, let's go back. There's a lot of tension right now in the Jewish community and the black community. Things need to be talked about and things need to be addressed. So it is, fences are mended. And right now, no one is talking about this. So it seems very, very suspect. So Kyrie tweeted a link. That's all he did, and said something like, learn your history or whatever. Could show the tweet. It was to a movie, Hebrews to Negroes. I don't know if I can even say that. And I haven't seen the movie. And a lot of people said that was anti-Semitic. Now, again, I haven't seen it. And that there was dangerous tropes in that. Kyrie, a ton of backlash, had to give $500,000 to, I think, the JDL or something, was suspended. He was suspended at games without pay for like $4 million. So he lost about $4 million. People came to the floor. They put Stop Jewish Hate. It was about 8 people. It looked like a family. Kyrie said, good to see you guys here. They said that back. They were on the floor. Okay. A lot of tension. And now that story is, now Kyrie's coming back. The Nets are doing good. But no one's talking about the issue. Okay. So everyone is saying, everyone came after Kyrie, fined Kyrie, completely, almost destroyed Kyrie. He lost his deal with Nike. Phil Knight says he went too far. He tweeted a link to a movie that people say has anti-Semitic tropes. Okay, stay with me. He lost his Nike deal. I think he lost another deal. Meanwhile, Kyrie has donated at least another $500,000 to something else that was a different cause. If you can look it up, okay? With all of this going on, he's back on the team, and Amazon never took the movie down, right? So everyone is saying, well, not everyone, but a lot of people are saying that this movie is harmful, it's dangerous, it's anti-Semitic, it has Holocaust denial in it, like horrific shit. Okay, again, I have not seen it. I'm just a conscientious observer from the outside, and some things aren't adding up. So my first question was, which was a lot of people, why is Amazon carrying hate speech to say, if to have a movie that says that the Holocaust never happened, if it says this in this movie, I did not say, or to deny certain things of Jewish culture, that a lot of Jewish people have gone on record and said this is hateful, how can Amazon have that on the platform? Wouldn't that be considered co-signing hate speech? Now, a lot of black people feel different about the movie. So you understand, some black people feel one way, some Jews feel another way, okay? So now, this was just announced a couple days ago. This guy just lost a couple of his deals. I'm just here to tell you what my opinion is, because if I don't comment on this shit, I'm complacent. I'm complicit. This is why the world's fucked up, because people need accountability. So it says, Amazon CEO announced that they will not remove the film that Kyrie Irving shared on Twitter. Will not. Will not. This should be on every fucking news station. Amazon will not remove the film. Now let's go deeper. The CEO, as a retailer of content to hundreds of millions of customers with a lot of different viewpoints, we have to allow access to those viewpoints, even if they are objectionable. Okay, but that's exactly why this man is being persecuted. He never made the movie, didn't produce the movie, didn't put any money into the movie, had no connections to the movie. He searched it, thought it looked interesting, and fucking tweeted a link to it. And he was fined. He was completely destroyed and drugged through the media. He was fucking crucified. Crucified. His boss, the owner of the Nets, wanted him to fucking bow down and say, you got to be more respectful, and you got to learn how to not be hateful. Meanwhile, he's a guy that they say made all his money off of Alibaba and China. And you know what the fuck they're doing? Are you kidding me? How is this not the number one fucking story in the world? And then this is exactly what he got in trouble for. He got in trouble for this movie that he had nothing to do with. And he got fined almost $5 million. He almost retired. But Amazon says, no, we have to allow it. The NBA, where are they at? Why aren't they fucking going at Amazon? All the sports and talking heads, why aren't they going after Amazon? A few are, not many. Why are all the newspapers going after Amazon's? Because you're pussies. Because you're bitches. Because you like to get your fucking sneakers and your food delivered to you. And you're a fucking hypocrite. The NBA's probably going to do a deal with Amazon to stream games, which is great. I love it. I love watching Thursday Night Football on Prime. I love Amazon. I love Prime. But it's not adding up. One person can't be guilty for a crime when another entity is allowing such said crime. If it's a crime. If you're a Jewish person and you had complaints and upheaval and pain and horrific feelings about this movie, you can never use Amazon again. You cannot order Amazon Fresh. You cannot use Prime. You cannot buy a Scrub Daddy. None of it. If you do, you are complicit. And you don't have to be Jewish. You can be any person that lashed out at this man. The NBA ain't going to say shit because Amazon's the bigger fish and they're not going to fucking ruffle those feathers. The same way the NBA ain't going to say shit about their deal with China. It's all money. And a lot of it's dirty. Dude, I love basketball. I love it. But the fucking hypocrisy is huge. It's fucking terrible. Like, every brother should get together and be like, yo, fuck you. Like, unbelievable, man. This dude is going, I hope he scores 100. Like, if you're a person that railed against this movie and then completely abandoned Amazon's, then I applaud you because you are being true to your word. If you're not, then you're a fucking hypocrite and it rings hollow and you're adding problems to the world because you're just a big mouth who likes convenience. Listen, I've never seen the movie. I just saw the outrage and it's an intense topic. It's not something to be taken lightly. This isn't about fucking hair color or, you know, somebody saying something wrong. This is a whole people that were brutalized and oppressed. But it's also they're in an argument with another group of whole people that were brutalized and oppressed. And to this day, still are in some ways. Okay, a lot of ways. Both groups are. No matter how successful a Jewish person is or a black person is, there still are... oppressed in a lot of ways. There's stigmatisms and people are just, you know, they're fucking targeted groups. Okay. And all this stuff with Nazis and the Nazis and all this shit is just terrible. Like this fucking shit needs to fucking stop. It's such a tight topic and it's hard to talk to people about it, but it's like, what are we talking about here? Like you cannot have it one way and not the same the other way. Someone wrote, I haven't heard the ADL have any outrage about this. No upheaval of condemnation from rabbis, comedians, media, and accusations, Amazon being anti-Semitic. No, number six steps for Amazon, nothing. So what was really the fighting perceived? Or anti-Semitism or something else? And this wasn't Jeff Bezos. This was this guy. So it's like, exactly, like, there's this one fucking guy who's like a football guy, and he was saying how much he was hurt by Kyrie's thing. I guarantee this fucking dude's family uses Amazon. Speak on it, dude. Speak on the hypocrisy. Either the movie is hate speech and it's terrible, or Amazon is allowing hate speech and horrible shit, or the movie wasn't that bad and people went overboard, or the movie is hateful and terrible, but people are allowing it because they don't want to lose their fucking Prime membership. And it's easier to pick on one guy instead of a behemoth corporation. That's pussy shit, dude. Like, I can at least think of six talking sports heads in my mind that are bitch asses that would never have. I want to have this discussion so bad with these fucking guys. Like, you got no balls. If you are not commenting and saying, I hated it when Kyrie tweeted it, now I hate it when Amazon did it. If you're not doing that, you are a hypocritical scumbag. That's it. It's the same way. You can't cry. Just like Phil Knight cries about fucking human rights and what Kyrie did. We're Nikes for years. I don't know. I guess they got better. We're under fucking horrible conditions in China. They did it over there. Talk about that, Phil. Talk about it. Just like Apple and the iPhone factory, all the workers are rising up. The fucking China. China fucking. It released some of the pressure because they couldn't take it. Because the people were fighting back. God bless those people. It shows you the power numbers, and China has more than any of them. Overthrow everything, China. Like, you can't be on your iPhone as a virtuistic, as a virtual signaling asshole. It's an iPhone. It was made under oppressive conditions, you fuck. You idiot. You stupid college graduate fucking. Oh, my God. Seriously. This should be the number one story, and it's not. Just shows you why everything's a fucking lie. Hey, Kyrie. Just want to let you know that all these people picked on you because they fucking thought you were a hater and spreading hate. Whether you did or not, I don't know. But none of them are picking on Amazon. So to me, it's making his point clear. Like, there's, like, hypocrisy is the worst fucking thing in the world. It's in cancer, man. It's a cancer. People are so desperate for money and safety. And, ooh, well, my friends think they're pussies. Such pussies. They're stupid fucking fake marriages and they're fake kids. Like, be honest. You know what you should love more than anything? The fucking truth. God, these corporate fucking shills, man. How many of these sports heads went after this guy? Couldn't even dribble a ball. Couldn't even do a 3 a.m., 3 p.m. pickup game at fucking the Y. Like, you're a grown man talking about other men in tight shorts dribbling balls. Low-key steam room shit. Like, what an existence you have. Like, what are you contributing to the world? And then when somebody in that world tries to, like, do something out of the world. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, man, a legend. Shit all over Kyrie. Like, yo, dude, you lost points, dude. That's the captain. That's not the captain. It's the captain. Cap and N. Like, that's how it was on his shirt. That's the cap. Unfucking believable, man. And like you said, now people are going after Jerry Jones, you know, which they should. I don't know. The guy was 13 years old. The picture came out. I mean, it's not a good look. It's terrible. And it was the worst shit. So that should have that same energy. That's not going away. That's gone away. People are burying that story. It just shows you that everyone's a pussy. They're a bullshit artist. These are the same people that went after Phil Mickelson, okay? And Phil Mickelson said a quote, and he said, yeah, I shouldn't take their money. They got a terrible, terrible... When the new golf league opened up, I forget what it is. Live Golf, I think. And he said they got a terrible track record with human rights condition, but the money's too good to pass up. He was honest about it. I don't know if it's blood money or not, but I'm going to do it. And all of these talking heads were like, Phil Mickelson ruined his career. Bitch, you couldn't hit a ball at a putt-putt. You'd have used five shots on you. He'd still beat your ass. I would. I'm not even a pro athlete or a talker, but I got more heart with a bad heart. Like, these guys are fucking dorks. Jesus Christ. It has to be investigated. Meanwhile, every golfer followed Phil. He said it might be blood money. And then all these assholes start changing their tune. No one's held accountable. It makes me so fucking mad. That's what it is. It's like, imagine a cancer cell grows and then it does all this damage and then the doctor cuts it out, but you got this hole. I don't know. It's a bad example. I'm just saying accountability is the key. Like, fucking hate it. I hate ignorance mixed with arrogance. I hate arrogant fucking people. I want to punch them square in their fucking nose. Hey guys, like and subscribe.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.